It's 78 degrees in Nashville, partly sunny skies in the forecast today, along with a high in the low to mid 90s for the actual temperature, with that humidity factored in, a heat index as high as the low triple digits. There's also about a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. There is just 1 week left for Tennesseans to apply for FEMA disaster aid for April's deadly severe weather. Resources are available online at disasterassistance.org and on the FEMA phone helpline. So far, more than $6 million in aid has been approved for roughly 900 applicants. The April storms killed 10 people, damaged hundreds of structures, and prompted flood evacuations. There are nine counties that qualify for help, including impacted people in Cheatham, Davidson, Dixon, Montgomery, and Wilson counties. Yesterday, Tennessee State Senator Ken Yeager pleaded no contest to driving under the influence 8 months after he was charged in Georgia. Yeager was stopped for drunk driving near St. Simon's Island back in December. Since then, he's completed 40 hours of community service and attended DUI school as part of his agreement with Georgia police. The state lawmaker says he takes full responsibility for his actions. In a statement, he apologized to constituents, saying that he's asked God for forgiveness and received it. World Elephant Day is celebrated every August as a way to bring more awareness to the endangered animal and its habitat. That habitat became a part of Tennessee's landscape when 30 years ago, an elephant named Tara marched down Main Street in Hohenwald to her new home. Since then, the elephant sanctuary has grown from 100 acres to more than 3,000. Janice Zeitlin heads up the sanctuary. She told our Daily Show This Is Nashville about the plight of the Asian and African elephants. She says, although the animals form strong bonds with each other, these two groups don't actually interact.
I think of the Africans are very active and always pushing and shoving and knocking over trees. And the Asians are like your Labrador retriever. It's like, where's the nice soft spot? You know, the tenderest blade of grass.
To learn more about World Elephant Day, you can visit worldelephantday.org. You can hear from the care team at Tennessee's Elephant Sanctuary at thisisnashville.org. You'll find more news anytime at our website, WPLN.org, and This Is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.